as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter, certainly was the leading investigative reporter in Israel for many years, but he got very close to the devil's heartbeat and the corruption, which is the very essence of the government over there. And because of threats on his life, he had to come to the United States. And we're fortunate to have him with us. He has some fascinating material. Good morning, Barry. What are we going to cover today?
I sent out an article a couple of days ago. I assume you received it.
Yes, I did. And the excellent as always.
Thank you. Well, this is we're going to start with this, but it's complicated. Nonetheless, I'll try and sort it out. I was on Israeli TV this week, first time in a long time. Now, what they asked me for was a Skype-linked TV interview, but I kept telling the producer, name is Ronique, that I just don't have the equipment. And she said, go out and buy a camera. And, again, I'm not technical. I need help. Let's put it this way. So I said I'd phone around, and my webmaster, Stephen, said yes, he could do it. And he drove about 2 hours and set up a TV studio in my living room. And lo and behold, I did about a 20-minute interview on an Israeli news show. Now, the interview itself, she phoned me the week before, and, well, she asked me if I'd ever written about Elkanan Tannenbaum. Now, as it happened, I had. Now, I'm going to tell you who he is because probably no one listening knows who he is. In Israel, everyone knows who he is. The Tannenbaum prisoner exchange, it happened 10 years ago where Israel traded 435 well, you can call them today Hamas prisoners of war. They were Lebanese prisoners of war then, and they were in jail for terrorism. And Israel gave up 435 to get Elkanan Tannenbaum back. As a little bit of icing on the cake, the bodies of three Israelis were thrown in, but that was not. Israel would never have traded 435. Prisoners of war for three bodies. They don't even count in the equation. It was really a diversion to keep the Israeli people comatose. They had a ceremony. It was in ghastly taste. They made it like the return of the bodies was the big story. They tried that. They tried everything to cover up. Well, Elkanan Tannenbaum, what was he doing in Beirut? He was kidnapped in Beirut. Now, this is, what was he doing there all by himself? Remember, No, you. Sorry, I not remember. I'm going to have to start again a little bit. Elkanan Tannenbaum was a lieutenant colonel in the IDF. He was in charge of the artillery placements along the Lebanese border. What this guy could give away was the reason that so many prisoners of war were given up for him. They wanted him back. Now, what they told us, this gets a little unbelievable, but they told us he was in Beirut to do a big drug deal. That's what the Israeli people were told, and he played along, and he said, yeah, I was about to score a $200,000 drug deal. I didn't believe it, and I wrote at the time that I didn't believe it. There are side issues here, too. The DNA of the three dead soldiers was examined by someone. Well, if you don't know who Yehuda Hiss is, he was the coroner who covered up the Rabin assassination, who falsified the autopsy report. He made sure the soldiers were ours, and if nothing else, I don't believe a word he says, and a lot of people feel that way, so it was added suspicion. But the issue wasn't the three dead soldiers, it was Elkanan Tannenbaum. Why did Israel take so much? What a risk the country took to bring back one person.
Well, could I ask about this drug deal, Barry? I mean, was this an illicit drug deal? Were they trying?
Forget it. It didn't happen. It was just the alternative story so that the Israelis wouldn't start looking for what really happened.
All right.
Now, what really happened, of course, was that there was a tremendous, in Hebrew we call it a fashla, a fiasco, that whatever operation he was in Beirut to do just turned against Israel in the worst possible way. And the Mossad, or Israeli military intelligence, had a tremendous failure, and they didn't want the Israeli public to concentrate in that, so they spread rumors about drug deals and stuff like that.
Well, was this an illicit drug deal he was involved in?
It wasn't a drug deal. It didn't exist.
Well, but theoretically, was it illicit or was it...
Of course it was illicit.
All right.
He was a drug dealer.
Okay, fine.
They turned him into a major drug seller.
A lieutenant colonel who's involved in selling illicit drugs. Go ahead.
Well, that's, again, I repeat, that was the story.
Okay.
That wasn't the reality. But that's what the Israeli people, they got him back within a year. He was kidnapped October 2000 and returned in, I believe, June 2001. He was in the hands of the Hezbollah, and for enough time that they would have tortured all kinds of information out of him. I'm sure they got everything they needed from him before he was returned. But, you know, the price of getting him back was 435-1. That was the prisoner exchange. Now, also with Ronit, again, the producer, asked me...
Hold that thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and he's describing this prisoner exchange where over 400 prisoners, terrorists, are exchanged for one Israeli lieutenant colonel. And, of course, I remember when I heard that, I thought, well, if you're going to have a war against terrorism, you got to have terrorists out there. Why else would you exchange 400 and some terrorists for one individual? Sort of like here in America, we have our prisons full, so we release the prisoners so we'll have more crime so we can justify more expenditure to fight crime. The same pattern over and over again. And you have to ask yourself, why do they do these things? Well, they know what they're doing. After all, you got to have a war on terrorism. You got to have terrorists. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, as it happens, Ronit asked me if I had some inside information, and as a matter of fact, I did. November of 2000, I was invited to share any information I had. I was invited to a meeting, I believe it was in Ramat Gan, of middle-level IDF officers, not up to general, but up to colonel, mostly majors, whatever. They were having a meeting about Tannenbaum, and they were terrified. They just said in this meeting that Tannenbaum was now being beaten to reveal names, addresses of IDF staff, their strategy, their equipment, their facilities. They were terrified of the implications of having a lieutenant colonel in the hands of again, they would say the Lebanese, in fact, was Hezbollah. Now, they were planning something. This was incredible, and I kept quiet about it. It was under, really, I took a vow not to reveal this. It was that they were planning a coup, that if Barack did not initiate an operation which involved going to Lebanon and kidnapping Hezbollah, so many of them that they'll give up Tannenbaum, that was their plan, that they were going to use their influence to overthrow Prime Minister Barack. And I told Ronit this, that I did actually have some inside information. And, well, everything was set. Now, there was a second issue. Elkanan, Tannenbaum, that section, we exchanged emails and conversations, and it was set. But she asked what I knew about Gilad Shalit. Now, I took this problem, well, the reaction afterwards, and I'll get to that. Gilad Shalit was an Israeli soldier kidnapped by Hamas in 2005, and Israel has been trying to cut a deal to release Gilad Shalit. And she asked, you know, what she said is, I asked her outright, I just said to her, why are you broadcasting such a minor scandal as Tannenbaum when Rabin and Sharon and all kinds of very, very major scandals should come before that? And she said, well, what do you know about Shalit? Her thinking was that to get Gilad Shalit released, we have to use the same thing that was used to get Elkanan Tannenbaum released, which had a certain logic, a very unreal logic. Releasing Tannenbaum had terrible consequences, which I'll describe shortly. But that was the basic idea. We did Tannenbaum again to get Shalit released, and I just said to her, there's one big difference. Tannenbaum was alive and could be rescued, and Shalit is dead and can't be. And she, second of silence, she was stunned. She says, Neomer, who says? She asked. And I just said to her, anyone with an ounce of reality. And she asked if I'd done any research on Shalit. And I, as a matter of fact, I had. Not an awful lot. By the time he was kidnapped, I was in the States, and I didn't have the meetings with IDF officers dealing with subjects. Those days have gone. But the old days, it looks like I collected a lot of information. But from Debka, which I use with very gingerly, nonetheless, this report was proven accurate, and it was in other places besides Debka. But, in short, Gilad Shalit's kidnapping was extremely suspicious. This came from the very top, Major General Giora Landrand, a commission of inquiry. And he discovered something. Well, you can call it an operational breakdown. I would just call it pure stupidity. The Army staff, they had video cameras all over the border for obvious reasons. And right after Shalit was kidnapped, he was picked up on the video camera, and they could have stopped the kidnapping then and there. Instead, the officer, the soldier, waited for permission from the officer in charge to open fire and to send out a recovery team and bring Shalit back. They had plenty of time to do this, too. What, in short, Gilad Shalit didn't have to be kidnapped if the Army reacted to his kidnapping in the time they're trained to do. So I knew that about Shalit, and there were questions, but I would reduce it to a simple snafu. I won't say that he was in any way deliberately kidnapped.
Well, there's that question that the Israelis did allow it to happen intentionally.
There were rumors.
Right.
But there was a commission of inquiry, and I think Giora Land is honest. So I'll just say it was a major snafu. But more to the point is the issue of Shalit being dead, I have no idea the emotion. I mean, she's phoned me back 3 or 4 times on that issue. We just had a talk 2 days ago, but how do I know? How do I know he's dead? Look, how I know? he's been kidnapped 1,800 days already. You have to understand that Israel entered Gaza not 2 years ago. It was a massive operation. One of the conditions of that operation of withdrawal from Gaza, condition one, let's say, no more rocket attacks. And, of course, Hamas, as soon as Israel did withdraw, began the rocket attacks. But the other condition was that you hand over Gilad Shalit or we're going to fell Hamas. We're going to bring you down if you don't hand over Gilad Shalit. It's as simple as that. And at the beginning, the army did say that one of their primary aims was the release of Gilad Shalit. But Israel withdrew from Gaza without Shalit. And I said to Ronit, that lets me, you have a choice here. Either the IDF just doesn't care about their captured soldiers, or some higher-ups got the word, he's dead, forget this issue. I believe the higher-ups got the word. Now, this gets complicated, but more to the point, Gilad Shalit has not been heard of for almost 2 years. At the very beginning, the Red Cross and Germany sent delegations to see that he was safe. That hasn't happened in 2 years.
Didn't they actually release some prisoners to get a picture of him?
You know, that sounds right. That sounds very familiar.
Yeah,
and
it
makes yes. I recall that, as a matter of fact.
That was quite some time ago, though.
Well, as I said, at the very beginning, he was alive. But suddenly, look, for the last 2 years, Hamas has refused any delegation. In short, something happened a couple of years ago where they killed Shalit. And look, the nature of Hamas, you don't want to be captured by Hamas. It wouldn't be a fun experience. So I said to Ronit, also, don't underestimate the nature of the enemy here. They really, really despise Jews and would kill them for any excuse. But all in all, I said to her, unless you can prove that he's alive and you've got better evidence than what I just gave you, the odds are overwhelmingly that he's dead. And, well, that was it. I prepared for the TV show with two subjects, Tannenbaum and Shalit. Now, I know the Israeli media, and I won't over-exaggerate this. It's almost entirely run by the left. And before the interview began, I knew there was some sort of hitch. Ronit wanted me so badly to come on this show, and eventually I caved in. I knew they were trying to trap me at something. It was going to be adversarial, and I was prepared. Now, as it turns out, well, he took my interviewer was Azib Ben-Svi, who, you know, played his role well enough. He seemed very professional. But remember, the leftist media in Israel really are so arrogant. They believe their reality is reality. They don't really give alternative points of view a fair deal. So I have to be super good, and I was.
I'm sure you were. I wish I could have seen it. Go ahead.
Well, don't forget, I haven't conversed in Hebrew in 6 years, and it used to be I was fluent in it. So, you know, I mean, this wasn't as, you know, conversant as what I used to be able to do, but it wasn't bad. In fact, they told me it was very good. They phoned me back, and he wrote me back saying it was an excellent interview. But the point was, I brought up, now here's a big point in my trial in July 2001, and they dug into his past. The media found out that Tannenbaum, in fact, was an advisor to an arms company manufacturing sensitive equipment. He was an advisor to the military establishment signs where he was working for the Mossad. Now, just before his trial, the company had a fire in which all the personal records were destroyed, including Tannenbaum's. What luck! Just before his trial, his file was burnt up. And I said to Ben C., lucky Tannenbaum. What a break for him. In short, he admitted that he was a drug dealer and didn't get any time in prison. Incredible, huh? Your files are burned, you admit you're a drug dealer, and you leave without prison time.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Barry Shamish.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and before we get into what actually happened in this interview, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog, how they can get to your books, how they can get to your PayPal button.
No, today we're going to tell them how they can get to your 4-CD set of Return of the Giants. I advertised it. Response was a little slow, but I did get 4 sales just from the article, but that's not very good. We'll work harder on this. Nonetheless, I would suggest you tell them how to get the CD set.
Well, if you'd like to advertise it and get the sales, fine. Otherwise, we can tell them that they can get the four CD set. Four programs we did with Barry on the Return of the Giants, and it was certainly between about 85 and 95, somewhere in there. There were a number of UFO sightings in Israel, and there were actually people who saw giants. I mean, it's the most amazing story, and I've always wanted to put it together. Barry's actually written a book on this. He's not a UFO person that talks a lot about it, but it is a fascinating subject, especially for the people who recognize that the UFO phenomenon is a supernatural phenomenon, which I personally believe has strong spiritual implications. But be that as it may, it's a great 4-CD set, and it's something worth listening to several times to begin to understand that the battle we're engaged in is not simply political and ideological, but a spiritual component to it, and you can either order it from Barry or you can order it from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. But since it was Barry's work, I offered to let him have them at so he could market them as well. Anyway, go ahead, Barry.
Well, number one, send them to me quickly. I've got orders now, and I think it's easier to call Dr. Stan and not me, so I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like to get them. And, Barry, I've got my son making up 10 of them. We'll ship them off to you so you can get them out. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. One thing I should mention is that my book, Return of the Giants, is available at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. And when you get there, just write in Return of the Giants or Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, my name, and they'll get to the book. It's in color and black and white, or download it to your computer for like $7. The color one is expensive, I warn you, so it gets black and white. All right, let's go back to our subject at hand. So what we've got is Ben Spee. He's interviewing me, and he's taking the stand that Tannenbaum was a drug dealer, and that us conspiracy nuts think that he was in the Mossad or military intelligence, but he's going to be so smart he's going to show me up and prove that this was just a conspiracy theory that he was in the Mossad, which that was like shooting fish in a barrel. Amongst the things, I mean, really, he wasn't. They're taking the wrong angle. But among my quotes, I'm going to hear a few quotes. Well, I just said, do you really think the Israeli government would trade 435 prisoners of war to rescue a drug dealer? I mean, straight out. And, look, what he answered to that is he was a lieutenant colonel. You know, from that alone, you had to get him out. And I said, if he was a lieutenant colonel, what was he doing in Beirut? A colonel in the IDF is not permitted to visit an enemy country. That's the first rule of being an IDF officer. You don't just walk into the grounds of the enemy. I said that alone would have cost him years in jail. And little by little, he started understanding. And he just said to me, let's say you're right. And Tannenbaum was working for the Mossad, which, by the way, I didn't say. I said intelligence. I kept it wider than that. Then he said, what was the security harm of doing the deal? And this shocked me. I said, come on. All these prisoners promised they wouldn't return to terrorism before they left Israel. Most did as soon as they got back to Lebanon. Scores of Israelis became their victims after this deal. And in short, all was going well. Obviously, I believe, whether he liked it or not, he was convinced that there was more to the story than he was a drug dealer. A lot more. But then came the issue of Gilad Shalit, and he didn't want to speak about it. I said, look, come, you have to speak about it. Now, this is important, because one of the excuses before they turned Tannenbaum into a drug dealer, they said he was in Beirut to rescue Ron Arad. He was a pilot captured in 1982 and was held, well, by that time it would have been 18 years. I would assume he was long dead, but neither here nor there, they made up that story. And, you know, I said, you can't just ignore that Shalit is being held by Hamas. And the fact of the matter is you're not going to get a Tannenbaum exchange for Shalit because Shalit is dead. And it's just very dangerous politics to say so. And then see, let me continue. He actually looked a little interested. They phoned me back and said they're not going to use the Shalit portion of our interview at all on the program. But look, the same arguments I just presented to you a couple of minutes ago. They attacked Gaza and left without Shalit. I said, then start blaming the IDF. They abandoned their soldiers. Start blaming your government for abandoning Gilad Shalit. But I just told them there was no point in staying in Gaza anymore because Shalit was not going to return. Maybe his body, maybe his remains, but Gilad Shalit was, in fact, dead as near as I could figure it. And as I said to him on the show, if you've got an argument that's stronger that says he's alive, go ahead, say it. And he didn't. And that was my return to Israeli television. I'll bet you they don't show it. I'll bet you it doesn't get broadcast, the whole thing. I would be used to that, let me tell you. But in a very related issue, now this just happened on May 27th, just a few days ago. It's called the Malaya Dumin Military Preparatory School. Before you go to the Army, if you're serious and you want to go to officer school, you prep up at these military academies in Israel. They're high school. It's like the scouts there. Nonetheless, the students of this academy, captured, nobody can exchange them for terrorists. We won't allow it.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back, Barry.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Brown's Appliance and Service Center in Brighton would like to take this time to say congratulations and good luck to the graduating class of 2011. Enjoy your success. You deserve it. Be careful, be safe, but above all, be happy. That's from Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where service is more than a word, it's a fact, based upon the importance placed in satisfying their customers. Call 303-659-0418. That's Brown's Appliance and Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Christine and Alan wish our kids a beautiful future. Mention this ad and receive a discount through June. Brown's Appliance and Service Center.
Well, Barry, why don't you go right ahead with you were just saying that certainly they weren't going to go ahead and utilize probably even show what you'd done. But go ahead with your
That's the story. Nothing more. Let's go now. Just a summary of this week's news. Again, Shimon Peres. It's aggravating always having to report. What a backstabber. It came out in my read this week, National Scandal, that Peres had been secretly meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, PLO chairman, and that they met in London recently for a secret meeting against the will of Israel's government and its people. Now, Peres' spokesman went bananas when this to the reporter from Ma'ariv, and he said that Peres is the last Israeli to have a direct channel to the Palestinians, and it will be unfortunate if this channel is sealed due to you making it public. He tried to put the guilt on the reporter, if you can believe that anyone would feel guilty about reporting the truth. But it's worse. Now, according to this report, right after meeting with Abbas, Peres went to the United States, straight to the White House, and had his one-on-one meeting with Barack Obama, which, of course, we got the fluff in the press release. We didn't get 1 ounce of what actually was said and done in this meeting, only that it was that they had a great time together and had exchanged some good ideas. The usual baloney, they tell us. In fact, what Obama, his Middle East policy speech came straight out of Shimon Peres. Straight out. They were planning a policy speech where Peres just told them go for pre-67 borders. Peres is saying this in Israel. It's not like a secret. Peres is openly in front of crowds wishing that the settlers would get the heck out of there and come back home and give the Palestinians their state. This is what, against really 90% of Israelis plus, Jews at least, completely disown themselves from such thoughts. Peres was meeting with Obama, planning, the disaster, the utter diplomatic disaster that Obama fell into when Netanyahu arrived. It turns out it came from Abbas and Peres influencing Obama. In this case, this could be a political suicide. He was so bad with Netanyahu, and Netanyahu, what did he get, like 26 standing ovations in Congress? That's how badly they felt for him. It came from the secret meeting between Peres and Abbas in London before Peres flew to Washington to meet with Obama. This stuff is coming out. The analysis of it is not great, but the facts are coming out. Now, just so you know, that Peres this week on 29th of May, he met with, he met with the UN Secretary General, and he met with, Ban Moon, and he met with his assistant, Dr. Asha Rose. And again, we are told the bare bones what he supposedly went to do was to persuade the United Nations to cancel its vote on the acceptance of Palestine as a member coming up this September. Now, again, he's doing this not for Israel. He's doing it for himself, and we don't know what was actually said in the meetings. But Netanyahu did something very, very strange. He pointedly, what he did is he admitted that there's no stopping the world accepting Palestine this September at the United Nations. He said, no stopping it. And, you know, what we're talking about, Netanyahu, it looks like Netanyahu is acquiescing while Peres is actively trying to stop it. Nothing could be further from the truth. We just don't know what he said to Ban Moon. We don't know what he said to Obama. But Peres is playing this role of single-handedly destroying Israel. And
I think it's important that people understand that he is the president. That's a ceremonial position. He doesn't have the right to carry out diplomatic negotiations, does he?
Again, with the United Nations, if the government of Israel gave him a mission and said, go plead our case, fine. I don't recall any sort of permission for him to be going to the United Nations by himself. He's the last person you want pleading Israel's case at the United Nations. The damage he's done between the secret meeting with Abbas and the influence on Obama, and now he's using his influence at the United Nations and not in the way the press releases tell you. He's just going wild trying to bring down Israel. And Israelis, I don't understand. On Independence Day, he tells Israelis it's time to negotiate with Hamas. He did that in front of the nations. And he said that all Hamas has to do is accept the quartet. I don't even want to go into who the quartet is. They're heavy players in these negotiations. He says all you got to do is accept the quartet's position, and Gaza will be turned into a flourishing and open city of peace. That, by the way, the end was a quote. Whoops, I hear the music.
We're out of time, Barry. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and Chris, what Barry is pointing out, Sunday is the time and again, and he only mentioned one occasion, but I can remember a number of occasions where Israel has released 100, 200, 300, 400 terrorists in return for one person or the remains of a couple of his dead Israeli soldiers. And when you hear this, you sort of scratch your head and say, that doesn't make much sense. And then you go right ahead with what you're doing. Basically, the only way you can have a war on terrorism is to have terrorists out there. So you've got to release, capture the terrorists, and then you release them. It's like fish. You catch them and you release them, so there'll be plenty of fish there to fish again. Time and again, we've seen our own government do this. Who is it who's financing the ISI, that is financing the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? Why, your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. There's an article in the latest Economist. That's the May 21st, 27th edition of the British Economist, going into the background of how we've been funding the ISI, which is funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And, of course, you can go into books which were written years ago, like Dollars for Terror or In Holy Wars by James Cooley, written in 1999, how the United States was financing this radical Islamic movement. They lied to us about what happened on September 11th. We know because Building 7 coming down was a controlled demolition. If you haven't heard our four tape set on why did the buildings come down, get it and listen to it. Certainly Jimmy Walters spent $8 million of his own money running ads in the New York Times, pointing out that the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. They threatened his life. Last thing we heard, Jimmy Walters was living over in Europe. Well, why would somebody threaten his life if what he was saying wasn't true? And certainly, who is it who's financed communism since its inception? Why, the great tax-exempt foundations, the Federal Reserve Board, American capitalists. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Who financed the Germans so we could have a great Second World War? Why, American corporations, American banks. That's why you need to read Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, Trade with the Enemy by Haim. And you need, they're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And right now we're financing the overthrow of all of the governments over there in the Near East and the Middle East. And we're turning that whole area over to the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for this next great coming war. But you see, we financed the Muslim Brotherhood for years, and you need to get the book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Read our newsletters free. Listen to our radio programs there free. Watch our DVDs free. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, we can certainly use your financial aid. But get the information, get it out. Well, there's still time, because once we are at war with the Muslim world, and that's what's planned, then there'll be no way to speak out. and doom will destroy this. Till tomorrow at the same time, or do believe.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat.